This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Today, police in Tehran fought with money changers and other protesters in front of the country's central bank. Inflation in Iran is running at a shocking clip. The Iranian rial has lost 25% of its value against the dollar in just the past week. And there's lots of blame to go around, including some directed at the U.S. Mohsen Askeri is a reporter for the BBC in Tehran. Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Give me a sense of just how severe an effect the inflation is having there.
We are talking about the daily life of the people, because every day they witness that in the market the price of goods and also services are going up minute by minute, and every day they have new prices when they are going to supermarkets and when they go for shopping. People are more worried about the future and they do not know to what extent this is going to go ahead.
Now, who is to blame, or what is to blame, is very much in the eye of the beholder, I know that, but run down the list of possible culprits for me.
Two groups in Iran have different angle of vision. For example, yesterday, Mr. Ahmadinejad said that this is a psychological warfare launched by Iran's enemy inside and outside the country, that this is a effect of sanctions. But there are some who believe that the problem that we are tolerating these days is because of the wrong policies and mismanagement of the government, and blame the situation on Mr. Ahmadinejad.
So as people get increasingly frustrated with the increasing prices they're seeing, what's the worry for the government there?
If the government doesn't believe in the fact that this is an economic problem, it cannot look for economic solutions. Ahmadinejad has repeatedly asked people not to buy foreign things, not to buy luxurious things, do not try to turn their money to dollar or some other things. But the real life is very different. The power of rial is melting down like a snowball in a hell. That's why they are trying to make a more stable future for themselves, and they want to change their money into things like dollar, like gold, like even luxurious cars. They are trying to turn the rial to some more stable things in Tehran.
Reporter Mohsen Askeri in Tehran, thank you very much.
Thank you.